الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أمره ربه أن يقول في القرآن قل إنما أدعو ربي ولا أشرك به أحدا قل إني لا أملك لكم نفعا ولا رشدا قل إني لا أملك لكم ضرا ولا رشدا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما أبدا. Praise is due to Allah for sending down the book upon His servant, and He made no crookedness in this book, and He made it straight to give glad tidings for those who believe and do righteous deeds, that they shall have a beautiful reward with Allah and that they will abide in it eternally. And to warn those who have claimed that Allah has taken a son, no knowledge they have about that, neither do their forefathers. It's an outrageous statement that comes out of their mouth. Verily all they do is lie. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not take a wife or a son. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant whom Allah commanded in the Quran to tell the people, say, I invoke only to Allah and I associate no partners with Him. And Allah commanded him to say to the people, I do not possess for yourself, I do not have the power for you to bring you harm or any right guidance except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers in Islam, when we speak about miracles of the prophets and the messengers, Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Noah comes to mind. And we think of the ship and the ark that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. How he built it. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to put those who believed with him and the other animals on the ship. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned the whole universe. And the only people that were saved was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and those who believed with him. This was his miracle. When we think of miracles of the prophets and the messengers, we think of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the fire not to burn him and not to be a source of harm upon him. As Allah says in the Quran, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Allah says, He told the fire, be a source of coolness and safety upon Ibrahim. When His people disbelieved in Him and they wanted to throw Him in the fire, this was His miracle. The fire did not burn him. When we think of miracles of the prophets and the messengers, we think of Moses, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the stick that would become a snake, and it will swallow any kind of magic that the magicians used to bring forth. The stick in which he split the ocean with, and him and the 12 tribes of the children of Israel crossed the ocean, and Pharaoh and his people were drowned in it. And we think of his hand, he used to put it under his armpit and he would take it out, it would glow like the light of the sun without any disease in his skin. When we think of the miracles of the prophets and the messengers, we think of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. How he gave sight to the person who was born blind. How he healed the person with the skin disease, the leper. How he gave life to the dead by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think of all of these things. But there's something that is very interesting. Ask the average Muslim today. You thought of all these about the other prophets and messengers. What do you say about the miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You will find a person actually thinking. You will see a shock on their face. They start telling you maybe the water was gushed out of his hand. When they had little water and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand in the water, Allah blessed it. So many people drank and made wudu from this miracle. Or maybe he tell you that he split the moon by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will try to enumerate things that they know from the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And very few will have the right answer. What is the miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. That book, there is no doubt in it. The Quran. The Quran, brothers and sisters, brothers in Islam. The Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the author of this book. And the person who delivered it was Jibreel. And the person who published it was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the consumers are the Muslims. The book that has no other equal on earth. The book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the preserved, the protected. The book of Allah, the Quran. The one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلْ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشَّةِ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. If we send down this book on a mountain, this Quran on a mountain, you will see it shaking and shivering and it will crush from the fear of Allah. And these examples we strike for the people so they may think and reflect. The book whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَأَنِ اجْتَمَعَتُ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنُ عَلَى أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Allah says, if the jinn and the humans were to come together to bring a book similar to this Qur'an, they will not be able to do it, even if they were assisting one another. It is the only book that has been preserved from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers in Islam, the miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Quran. And there are a number of reasons why. Right now, if you are having a discussion with an atheist, a person who doesn't believe in God, you tell him, you know that Noah, he was saved on the ship. And Abraham was saved from the fire. And Moses had a stick. And Jesus gave sight to the blind. He will easily tell you, did you see it? Do you have a video camera? Do you have any footage of this incident? You say, no, I believe. He say, you crazy. You believe anything people tell you? What if people told you that Satan came on earth and he did some crazy stuff? Do you believe it? You will say, no, why? I didn't see it. So an atheist can easily refute you. Telling you, you believe in his stories, man. Asatir al-awwaleen. This is the stories of the forerunners. This is the stories of the people. You will not be able to prove to him that this is from Allah. We have faith. We believe. So we understand. They don't believe. But this is because these miracles, they went away with the person who brought them. The miracle died with the owner of the miracle. But if somebody wants to make this claim against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, prove to me that he is a messenger from God, say, no problem. Right here. You don't need to see nothing. You don't need a video camera. You don't need to have footage. This is a book from Allah. You claim stuff from Him? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ. Listen to this challenge in the Quran. Allah says, if you are in doubt about that which we have sent down upon our servant Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then bring a chapter like the Quran and call unto your witnesses besides Allah if you are truthful. Now what's the smallest chapter in the Quran? Surah Al-Kawthar. 10 words. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. 10 words. This Quran was revealed upon the Arabs. The Arabs had nothing special about them. They had nothing special. They didn't have castles. They didn't have wealth. They didn't have intellect or mathematics. They had camels, horses, and they had language. They used to be linguists. People who knew how to write poetry. People who knew how to use the rich language of Arabic. This was their only specialty. And Allah revealed this Quran in the Arabic language and He challenged all of them from that day until the Day of Judgment. If you claim this Quran is not from Allah, bring one chapter, 10 words, like it. Not only that, call unto your witnesses besides Allah if you are truthful. What's the result? فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you are unable to do it, وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا. And you will not be able to do it. So fear the fire. 1428 years later, we are still waiting for one intelligent One intelligent Arab, Christian Arab, Jewish Arab, atheist Arab, come with one chapter like the Quran and nullify this whole religion of Islam. Where are they? Where are they? They will never come. Because Allah says, وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا, you will not be able to do it. This, my brothers in Islam, is where the da'wah begins. When you're dealing with a non-Muslim, this is the first thing you deal with. Tell him, this book is from Allah. Learn the Arabic, come up with something like it. He will tell you, it's too difficult for me. Say, no problem. Find one scientific fact that goes against the Quran. Wallah, he will research and research, and he will come with nothing except harmony between the Quran and science. If you deal with the human stage and from the embryo, the baby, and the early stages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detailed this in the Quran. Back when they did not have the means, can you imagine them in the desert with a microscope doing some sort of sophisticated studying of the human embryo? They didn't know any of that. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, did not receive education in Oxford. He did not go anywhere else to learn. This is from Allah. He gave details of the human stages from the time of creation until the person comes out of his mother's womb. They have discovered in science in recent times that the way it has been described in the Quran is exactly as it is in life. It's exactly factual. And many of them have embraced Islam. And if I was to strike the various examples of science with the harmony in the Quran, we would be here for a long time. And this is a personal obligation on each one of us to inquire about these things and to research these things in order for us to be able to give da'wah upon basira, upon knowledge, upon insight. There's nothing wrong with Islam. There's nothing wrong with the Book of Allah. There's nothing wrong with the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's something wrong with the people. It is not that Islam doesn't have the truth, it's that the people do not like the truth. The people do not want the truth. So upon us is a delivery. And do not be fooled by the nonsense of the disbelievers. And make sure, my brothers in Islam, that you ground yourself with knowledge. And know that this book from Allah is the way out. Many of the scholars interpret the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold on to the rope of Allah all together and do not separate. The scholars interpret the rope of Allah as the Quran, the book of Allah. And in the Quran, Allah praises the Quran. And in the Quran, Allah challenges the creation to bring something like it. And in the Quran, Allah proves that He is the only Lord. And in the Quran, Allah proves that He is the only one deserving to be worshipped. And the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it completes the Quran and it explains the Quran. And these are the source of revelation for the Muslims. And this is the eternal miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That way he doesn't have to be present to prove to the people that Islam is the religion of truth. Allah has preserved this book. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Allah says, we have sent down the dhikr, the remembrance, the Quran, and we shall protect it. And this is something amazing. And in the second part of the khutbah, I will share something with you inshaAllah along these lines. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us understanding of the deen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers in Islam, get ready for this fact. When we say that this Quran is preserved, as Allah promised us in the Quran, here's a way where you can prove it. Let's assume that the disbelievers made a big plan. They said, we're going to bring every copy of this Quran, every copy, all over the world, and we're going to burn them. We will burn every copy in the Quran, every copy of the Quran, assuming they have the ability to do so. And they indeed do so. They go in every Muslim's house, they go everywhere there's a Quran, and they burn it. All of a sudden, upon earth, there's no Quran. There's no book of the Quran. You know the solution? three children, ages 9, 10, and 11. Seven if you wish. One from Pakistan, one from China, one from the Philippines. Don't even bring Arabs into the picture. They will sit down and have one person who knows how to write. And he will say, start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And they will recite the whole Quran from the front to the back. And somebody will write it. The next day the Quran will be republished in the whole Islamic world. Can this be done to any book in the world? La wallah. La wallah, this is only for the Quran. Because Allah put it in the hearts of the Muslims. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We have made the Quran easy to be remembered. Is there anyone willing to take the reminder? They don't even have to know Arabic. They don't even have to understand Arabic. But right now there are millions of Muslims who have memorized the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all kinds of nationalities, non-Arabs. This is what Allah has given us to Muslims. This is the honor. An honor in the book of Allah is by living according to His teachings, not by making it look nice and decorated, where you have the golden edges and a fancy looking cover. It's about following the teachings in the Quran. This is how salvation is done. This is how we invite people into Islam, by us living according to the teachings of the Quran. And if you want to live according to the teachings of the Quran, you have to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah says, قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Say, obey Allah and obey His Messenger. So if we turn away from the book of Allah, which is what many Muslims have done in this day and time, our situation will be like the one you see it right now. Because some Muslims, may Allah guide them, believe that this book is not sufficient. So they try to get guidance from somewhere else. And the guidance is in the Quran and nowhere else. Whatever the Quran proves to be truth is the truth, whether the people understand it or they fail to do so. And whatever the Quran rejects, it's rejected. Even if science claims otherwise, eventually they will know that it is in harmony. And if we don't see it, our children better than that will see it. Until the end of time, they will never find anything against this Quran. They will never be able to bring anything like this Quran. And they will never be able to deny the Quran that is a book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the only preserved revelation. So if anyone would like to go to paradise, then you have a book you could follow. It is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the understanding of this deen and to make us among those who follow the teachings of the Quran and understand the meaning behind the Quran and live according to the Quran and call the people to the Quran. So in Jannah we'll be among the people of the Quran. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العلي العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك أقم الصلاة. استووا اعتدلوا. Brothers, close the gaps. The sunnah, which how the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, used to do, even if people don't practice it today, they used to have their ankles attached to one another. Ankle with ankle, shoulder with shoulder, so the shaitan will not use these gaps to differentiate between our hearts. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى
سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.